Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Short films have long been a staple at film festivals, such as the Woods Hole Film Festival, which kicks off this weekend. But thanks to the internet, it's a new world for shorts, as they're affectionately called. And as WBUR's Andrea Shea reports, some writers and filmmakers have high hopes and big plans for little films.
Writer Elizabeth Searle's Celebrities in Disgrace was a book first, then a rock opera that's been staged on both coasts. But Searle says all along, her big dream has been to see her short satire turned into a movie.
I've always, like all writers, you know, I'm crazy about movies and just crazy about the idea of my work being in any way on the big screen.
Now it will be. About a year ago, Searle partnered with fledgling production company Sierra Bravo Motion Pictures to bring her story to life. It's a dark tale inspired by Olympic figure skater Tonya Harding's notorious 1994 attack on Nancy Kerrigan's knee.
Why me? Why me? Why me? Why me?
Are you okay?
Celebrities in Disgrace premieres on the big screen next week at the Woods Hole Film Festival. But Searle, her director, and her producer are hoping it will pave a new way for indie writers and filmmakers to make money via the small screen. Their plan? To produce high-quality short films, then deliver them directly to audiences online.
There seems to be an appetite for it. The younger generation, of course, thinks that way, thinks visually. So I just feel there's a lot of energy there and a lot of potential and possibility.
Matthew Quinn Martin of Sierra Bravo does, too. He directed Celebrities in Disgrace and says the demand for micro-content is exploding as more of us have computers, iPhones, and tight schedules.
There's an outlet for enjoying short work when you've only got a short amount of time.
Quinn Martin says the shorts they'll offer will rise above the fray of amateur videos on YouTube. Micro-budget, major attitude is Sierra Bravo's slogan. The sales model is pay-per-download, like iTunes. For marketing, the team created a Celebrities in Disgrace blog long before the short was even filmed. They hope to capitalize on Elizabeth Searle's brand, meaning her book and rock opera. But the big question is, will this pay-per-short model make money? Producer Mark McNutt is banking on it.
When you can reach that many people, if you can get just the smallest percent to even pay attention to you and willing to spend, I don't know, anywhere between $1.50 to $5 to view your content, you're going to make money as long as you don't spend millions and millions of dollars producing it.
McNutt spent about $3,000 on Celebrities in Disgrace. Even so, not everyone sold on this concept. Judy Laster is the Woods Hole Film Festival's executive director. She sees hundreds of shorts each year.
I don't know if you can replicate what iTunes did with music for short films.
And she asks, why would people pay for shorts when there's so much free content on the internet already? That said, Laster acknowledges the independent film community is in a lather over the industry's future and says many other companies are experimenting with alternative forms of distribution.
There are lots and lots of people thinking about this right now. And what is entertainment going to look like? How is it going to be provided to people? What are the formats? What are the structures? What's the payment model?
Despite those big questions, Judy Laster does see a bright future for little shorts, like Elizabeth Searle's Celebrities in Disgrace. The festival director is looking forward to seeing it on the big screen at Woods Hole. The author is, too. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
I said to you, why don't we just hit her in the leg? I said to you, why don't we just kiss?
Tonya, do it. I said, come on, Tonya.